Hi, Damon Davis here. Welcome to One-on-One. So excited that you tuned in. We've got a very special show for you today, and I would say to you, it's a very special topic. It's a personal one for me. As a man, and as a man that spent many years searching to understand what it meant to be a man, because I did not have, in full transparency, I did not have a father in my life, engaged in my life in the way that, well, so many people watching can relate to. And what is the presence of a father, the value of a father, the importance of a father in the home, active in a child's life? I'll go one step further. What is the value of a man and the importance of a man in the home, in business, in government, in community, in church? Today we are here with Brian Tolm, and we're talking about the five marks of a man. Amazing book, The Simple Code that separates the men from the boys. And I'm just here to tell you that if you're a man tuning in, this program is going to speak to you in ways that maybe nothing else has in a long time. It's going to help take your feet, plant them on a course where you're going to start walking in the authority and the victory that God has for you and your future. And if you're a lady, I encourage you to stay dialed in, because when we get to the end of the program, I'm going to give you the opportunity to get your hands on five marks of a man. Makes an amazing gift for someone that you love to help open their eyes like God has opened mine. We'll be right back in just a moment. Welcome to One-on-One. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's fantastic to have the time with you and your listeners.
Well, thank
watchers,
you.
Watchers, rather. Not listeners.
Well, they're
watchers.
Listening, too.
Okay, good.
In fact, I'm glad you said that, because it gave me a chance to remind folk that we're not only broadcasting across the world on TV and digital devices, but we just launched on radio, and we're now at a place where people can hear us. So if you're listening, if you're watching, we just welcome you to the program. And Brian, I want to have a very natural discussion, can I say it that way?
Yes, you can.
About what it means to be a man. And your book, Five Marks of a Man, I think speaks very clearly to this subject. So before we get started, just tell us a little bit about who you are for people who don't know you, where you come from. You're a pastor of a thriving church, and we welcome you to the show. So give us your background.
Okay, my name is Brian Tolm, and I was born at a very young age. And when I was born at a very young age, I was also adopted at a very young age. So I was adopted at birth virtually. It was odd kind of growing up, looking at your dad and not seeing much in contact with him. He was shorter and had big ears. I was taller and had ears close to my head. He was a nuclear scientist,
wow,
troubleshot nuclear reactors, and was valedictorian of Ivy League places. I had a 225 in high school.
Wow.
There was a bunch of things like that. And so I always felt
opposites.
Totally opposite. He's a good guy. I'm very, very thankful for my dad. I am who I am because of what he's done.
And you were adopted. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want to make sure they got that. You were adopted.
Yes.
So you never knew your real biological parents.
I've never known. The first person I've ever seen that was my own DNA was my oldest daughter, who is now 25, when she was born.
Did you know you were adopted coming up?
I never had any memory of ever finding out you're adopted. That's when the crisis comes, when you all of a sudden are told, I'm adopted. You know, so I never can remember ever finding out. It's always been in my memory, and I always thought it was a special thing. It was a special thing. I was told, hey, we loved you, we chose you, and I always felt it was a cool and valuable thing. I never felt ripped off because of it.
That's awesome.
And so as I would grow up, I went through just a phase that a lot of, you know, American males go through, the classic rebellion in high school, the classic trying to prove you're a man.
Yeah.
Or so you could look kind of like one of the cool kids.
Well, you could look like what many think is a man.
Yeah. Well, that, looking back, I didn't know that at that time, but looking back on it, that's exactly what I was doing. I was trying to prove that I was a man. And I was trying to prove it to people who were boys.
Got it.
And when I then had my own son, and he was born, first day he was born, in the hospital. I remember looking down at him, and he kind of whizzed all over me. It was a very defining moment. He was down, whizzed all over my hand. I was like, ugh. And I thought to myself, I said, this guy is going to whiz all over me because I whizzed all over my dad.
Wow.
And part of the reason why I did was I didn't know any better. He didn't know how to communicate with me. I was caught up in sort of stereotypical man things. And I thought, okay, starting now, I want a different future for my son than I actually had. And it started me on a course of studying what manhood was, what it looks like, a thing that not only affected who my son is, but affects who I am and affects the church that I lead and the things that we do.
Wow. Your church is Crossroads?
Yes.
And I understand you have multiple campuses, and you got a lot of people, man, coming out to hear the goodness of God. How many you got thousands of people?
Yeah, we've got about 20,000 a weekend and about seven or eight campuses. Then we're actually coming together to be one with the church in Lexington. It'll be our first time over into a different state, and they've got a few campuses, and that's going to happen here in a few weeks. So, yeah, God has been has exposed us to way more things we ever would have thought.
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty crazy.
And, you know, I would imagine with that many people and the years that you have been in ministry, because you don't build that thing overnight, I would imagine you have come face to face. You have encountered men who were actually boys who didn't know what it really meant to be a man. Is some of that your experiences in the book?
I have a massive, massive drive out of this for a number of reasons. One is, when I get to heaven, one of the questions I'm going to ask God is, why was it so hard for so many godly women to find a godly man? Any of us who are in ministry just know there are great, great women. They look good. They've got a heart for God. And the number of guys that are possible for them to marry, it's like, it's just not a lot. And not if you have a desire for a man.
That's what I mean. Now, There's plenty of boys.
If you want a boy who's going to take advantage of you, a boy who's going to be all about himself, a boy who's only about the physical exterior, a boy that doesn't have a vision for his life, a boy that wants other guys to affirm him and not take hard stances, a boy who doesn't have a heart for God, there's plenty of those dudes around. And other people in society might call them men because of the money they have or their looks or their... But no, there's many, many that are boys. So I want to ask God, why was this apparently so unfair for women when you value the institution of marriage? And when I want to ask him that, I also recognize that I have a responsibility while I'm here on earth to kind of speak into that.
Sure.
And deal with that. So I have, you know, in our church... been run across hundreds, thousands of guys. I've got a data pool of thousands of dudes I've interacted with in a multiple settings that I'm able to see patterns, I'm able to see needs, and able to see hopefully ways to touch them. And so this book sort of boils down the learnings that I've had and the things that we're trying to do at our church and in my own life and in my son's life.
Who's the book for? Beyond the obvious.
It is written for men, but I tell you what, if you're a woman that is dating somebody right now, you have to read this book because you will have a template to lay against this guy and say, does this guy have the kind of stuff that I need for my future? If you're a woman who is married and you're having difficulties in your marriage, or even you're not and you're trying to understand sort of the psyche of what's happening with your man, this thing will give you a template to say, okay, this thing could be happening here. Maybe I need to understand this better. Maybe I need to push on my husband here or something like that. It really unlocks the code to the frustrations that you have with men.
Are you seeing the evidence or the results? Are people coming to you and saying, God, man, this solves some stuff?
Absolutely. Well, it's based on the two most popular series we ever did at our church, which were on men. We stood up and said, okay, we're going to talk to men only this series. Ladies, you're welcome to be here, excited you're here, but I'm going to talk today in this whole series like it's just me and the guys in the room.
Powerful.
And then we, bam, went after it. And what we've heard from women was, wow, I understand things I didn't understand before. Wow, we saw women like immediately break up with their boyfriends. Like, I understand, this is a boy. Because there are 45-year-old boys in our country, and there's 15-year-old men based on these marks. So we just saw a woman say, wow, gosh, thank you. We started a thing called Man Camp. These five marks, we baked them into an extreme camping experience for men. This last weekend, we just had 2,000 guys.
Wow.
And at the end of that, it's transformative. And we're hearing from women all the time, oh, my gosh, my husband just came back a different guy.
Wow.
This was different. It's speaking to guys.
And Brian, the good news is you don't have to go to man camp to be transformed like that. This kind of revelation in the hands of someone can be transformation.
Yes.
It can give them that complete total turnaround. It can help a right. father really become one. It can help a husband really become one. It can help you determine, as you stated, am I with the right person? I'm about to make the decision of my life, but I just something there.
Right.
Maybe I don't understand a man. Or maybe my man needs to understand what it means to be one. I want to ask you, we can't cover all of the points here, five marks of a man. But I want to ask you, I want to pick one, the most important point. What would it be?
Gosh, that's a great question. Man, it's like you do this for a living, that you would think of a great question like that to ask. Oh, man, I'll pick one if you really force me to, but uh-huh. I'll tell you this. There's one characteristic that goes through all five of them.
Excellent.
That characteristic that goes through all five of them is a boy is passive, a man is aggressive.
Mm.
That is the difference. A boy allows life to happen to him, a man takes control of his life. Now, when you talk about a man being aggressive, that sounds really bad because there are boys who are of a man age who are aggressive and they are demeaning and overbearing. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about a guy who says, this is what I want in my life. This is the direction that I am to go. And I'm going to, bam, I'm going to make it happen. I'll give you an example. Just a friend of mine a couple weeks ago said, hey, my wife told me that she's leaving. And I was just surprised by it. And so she's gone. And I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Man.
I know. Rough. And I said, what do you mean she's leaving? Well, yeah, she's not living with me anymore, and so now I got to get a divorce. I said, you don't have to get a divorce. I said, what do you mean? I said, well, she said she's leaving. It doesn't mean you have to let her leave. What are you talking about? I said, look, man, go over to where she is. Go over where she's working right now. Walk in and tell her, honey, I know we have our problems, but, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I love you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to come back here tomorrow, and I'm going to come back here the next day. Send her some flowers. Because here's the thing. You're in a place where you are right now. I'm telling you right now, you are passive in wooing her as a husband. You've been passive probably in your love life. You've been passive in terms of speaking things. And she's jumped out, and she's not expecting you to all of a sudden turn aggressive.
Wow.
You need to do that. It happened another time with another buddy of mine. He called me up and said, my wife is divorcing me, and so I guess we're over. I said, no, it's not. I gave him the same deal. He went back, he did exactly that. He came back to me and he said, my gosh, it's working. And he said, if I had friends like you, I'd still be married to my first wife.
Good night.
Because boys are passive. They go, oh, she wants to, she'll rue the day she missed you. You'll find somebody else who's better. She'll find yada, 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 yada. And it was just the sense of passivity.
Sure.
I'm just going to allow things. That's just a marriage example. It's also in how we work. Boys are always passive in regards to work. It's actually one of the points in the book. A man works and a boy wants to play.
You said something a moment ago, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's so profound. It's not just about the relationships. I mean, there are people that are watching that, and you're on that platform right now speaking to it, whose businesses are collapsing. And they've about given up hope.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they've just kind of let things happen.
Yep.
There are fathers
yep.
who have lost their sons, and they're thinking, okay, wait a minute. This is still my boy.
That's right.
I own this.
That's right.
I don't have to give in
right.
to a decision he's made that is the wrong decision for his life when I have the ability to step in and be the man God called me to be. That's
right.
The kind of aggression you're talking about.
There's guys whose businesses are collapsing. And they should have laid people off 6 months ago. But they just passively sat around going, oh, I hope it's going to get okay. But no. When you've got 70% of the data, make a move.
Wow.
I think that's what Colin Powell said. He said, when you get to 70% of the data, it's too late to make a difference.
Say that again. When you get 70% of the data.
When 70% of the data comes in,
yeah.
It's already too late to make a difference.
Why? Well, okay, so
we want 100. We want to have 100%
to make a decision.
To make a decision.
Well, what's happening? What's the backstory? What are we afraid?
We're afraid. And so we go passive on it. With our kids, what was the greatest day? What was the greatest day in Jesus' life? I believe the greatest day in Jesus' life was when his dad looked down on him and he said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased.
Wow.
That was a thing that you and I were just talking about. You didn't have that.
Mm-mm.
And I, to this day, have still not had that. And I still long for that. Jesus had that twice. He had it at his baptism, and he had it at his transfiguration.
Yeah.
His Heavenly Father was exerting aggressive leadership on him, telling him who he was instead of allowing him to figure it out for himself.
Goodness.
Jesus didn't find himself. God told him himself, told him who he was. And we have to do the same thing with our kids. We have to do the same thing with our friends. We've got to aggressively speak blessings into one another instead of passively sitting back and let them figure it out for themselves.
Why do you call it the marks? Does marks mean something?
Marks is when I looked at the people, when I wanted to tell my son, and I wanted to have him have the opportunity to know what a man was and for me to tell him he was a man, just like God told Jesus.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell my son, no, you're a man. And I also realized, okay, what is a man? And so I looked at all the men that I respect, everyone. I've had a lot of them in my life. And I looked, of course, at all the characters in the Bible. Each one, like tick marks, tick them off. Tick, yep, tick, yep, tick, yep, tick, yep, tick, yes, /5. There's 5 things.
But we don't go through life, many of us, knowing what the marks are, Brian. We instead are receiving those marks from the media, from friends who we think are men. Movies.
Yep.
Music, culture.
Well, there's a whole industry of manhood that didn't exist 20 years ago. Women were incredibly disserviced with the publishing of Cosmopolitan magazine.
Mm.
Now, I'm not anti-Cosmopolitan magazine. I'm not saying if you read Cosmopolitan magazine, there's something wrong with you. I'm just saying that sociologists know very clearly in studying the history of America and women issues that when Cosmopolitan came out in the 60s or 70s, it set a new standard for what women were supposed to look like,
mm-hmm.
a new standard for what their makeup was supposed to be, their clothes or this. And this has been a crushing burden on our women in our country, what you should look like, what your body image should be, all that kind of stuff. We all know that. Anyone who knows the history of womanhood now, that same thing has happened with men, where our society is telling men what a man should be. Because now we have all these men's magazines we never had before. It used to be their men's magazine was just pornography, Playboy.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get at that until you were an adult, right? Now it's Maxim, Men's Health, Men's Fitness.
GQ.
GQ on it. And again, not that there's not that these are evil publications, or if you have a subscription, you shouldn't have. I've had a subscription to these magazines, and just realized in reading them, like, these magazines are telling me what to do as a man, and if I'm not doing them, I'm somehow a man. That's a whole thing we're doing because society is now educating us to do that.
On what it means to be a man.
And how to do it. I'm not reading anything in these magazines that says, here's how to be faithful to one woman.
Mm.
I'm not reading anything in those magazines that says, here's how to be the only guy in the room that has a conviction when nobody else has that conviction.
Wow.
I'm not hearing anything on that. I'm not hearing a single thing on, here's how you protect a woman's dignity. I'm not hearing a single thing on that. I'm not hearing a single one on how do you have a compelling vision to have your life go beyond the next quarter. These topics never come up.
And therefore, we remain boys. We are leading. Can I say it this way? Is it safe to conclude that we are seeing a generation of boys that have been raised by boys? Would you say that?
Absolutely. Everything in our society is wired to that. Just watch beer commercials and say, okay, is that manly what's happening in that beer commercial? Or is that boyish and juvenile?
Wow.
Just watch the comedies that we produce. Just watch the depictions of what a dad looks like. Just watch these, and you'll come to a very low understanding of malehood. And that's what's happened.
What was your, if I may, our show's wrapping up. I want to go to a break and allow our viewers an opportunity to connect and not only get their hands on this powerful book, but Brian, I would love if you said that the book was based upon some teaching series. I would love if there would be a way that we could get our hands on one of those series and make that also available with a bundle. But let me ask you, if I can, there had to be a light that went off for you somewhere. I mean, what drove you to put these thoughts on paper?
I wrote a blog on this, and boy, people got upset about this blog, really upset about it. I talked about how most churches reach women, not men. The percentage of women who attend church is significantly higher than the percentage of men. And we need to change that as a church. Not that we shouldn't reach women. Women are equal before God. I believe that a woman is qualified to serve in every way that I'm qualified to serve.
Amen.
So I'm not, period. And we structure our church that way. And if you look at history, as men goes, so goes a society.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't that way, because women generally are more godly creatures who have a more sensitive heart and have amazing tenacity. I wish it wasn't that way, but human history shows really, really clearly that as men go, so goes the culture in which they control. And I just started getting uneasy about that and saying, well, whatever I can do.
Because you're seeing the culture go.
I'm seeing the culture going. I'm seeing the culture drifting. And I'm seeing the passivity that's coming in. I'm seeing the lack of confidence that's coming into a man's life that's keeping him from doing the things that he could be doing. I'm seeing the brokenness in families. I'm seeing the confusion and the lack of emptiness in males' eyes, whether they're 30 or 50, who've wasted life. I'm seeing that over and over. And, of course, the ills in our society.
Wow.
Whatever ills you want to look at, you can point them back to a man that is not doing as well as he could do, and the structures that men oversee not doing as well as they could do. So I've just got a heart and a burden for that, and I'm throwing my weight behind it any way I can.
Then I would say, brother, it's never too late, is it?
No, absolutely not. Just like there's some people who are boys and they become a man when they're 14, I've known some. There are also boys who are 50 and can become one when they're 51. This is called the journey God has on us. It's a fine line to walk between pointing out there's a problem and then condemning us where we are. There's a difference between condemnation and conviction, right? Romans 6:1, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this isn't condemnation for those of us who are males, but this is conviction of, oh man, the world has put something over my face that I have to pull it off, and I've got to man up, if you will, not in the traditional ways of, oh yeah, I gotta drink more beer and buy myself a pickup truck and yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that kind of man up. I'm talking about, okay, God is now growing me to the place where I need to start stepping away from the pack of boys that I've been running with and has been filling my mind with images that are just not true and not helpful.
My God, that right there, what you just said, spoke volumes. Oh, my Lord, it is time for me, for you, for your son, for your husband, for your father. It is never too late. It is time to step away from the pack of boys and start walking as a man walks.
Is manhood just marked by age, or is there something else that truly turns a male into a man? While the world is full of fluffy and confusing ideas about how men should behave, there is a voice in this generation, a modern-day man of God, who is on a mission to use his practical experience in leading men. His name is Pastor Brian Tome, and you only experienced a small portion of his anointing on today's program. Brian has spent decades researching godly men of distinction. Now, Pastor Brian has taken these findings and explained them fully in his best-selling book, 5 Marks of a Man. In this transformative read, he lifts the lid on these 5 distinct qualities that define what it means to be a great man. These 5 marks form a code that will inspire, challenge, and strengthen any man to go from boyhood to manhood, from insignificance to greatness. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you've done, no matter your past, you can embrace these 5 marks and begin a new path of strength and integrity. When you call today, you'll also receive personal coaching from Pastor Brian in this 5-part DVD series, Grow Up. You will learn how to unlock the power in manhood as true transformation takes place. And because Damon is committed to helping you set a new standard in your life, he is also going to provide you with an exclusive DVD teaching that Pastor Brian taught right here in the 1-on-1 studio. Join Pastor Brian as he dives deeper into the five marks of a man and how they have shaped the greatest men in history. These powerful resources are yours today for your gift of $50. That's the book, Five Marks of a Man, the up-close and personal mentoring with Dr. Tome on DVD, and the life-changing series, Grow Up. All of this for your generous love gift of only $50. But that's not all. For the first 100 callers that respond to today's unique one-on-one offer, Damon will include the full and unedited copy of his discussion with Pastor Brian absolutely free. You'll get this dynamic behind-the-scenes discussion between these two world changers. Ladies, you will want to get this toolkit for any male in your life to help them become all that their Heavenly Father created them to be. So that's the book, Five Marks of Man, the series Grow Up, the special DVD presentation, and the full-length one-on-one interview for your $50 donation to the work of one-on-one. Don't wait. Call now.
Whew. This is a heavy topic.
Yeah, it is.
But I will tell you it's timely. And if you just look at what's happening in culture, if you look at what's happening in society, as you stated, if you look at what our information that's being fed to us is about what it means to be a man, the marks that we're seeing are not leading us to the place that God called us to be led to. And that nothing's going to happen. Believe me, nothing's going to happen until you make a decision to make a change and do something different. Five marks of a man, it's a great gift, but it's really a roadmap for you and I to discover how to walk in manhood. And if you're a woman watching, a lady, thank God for you that you dialed in and stayed tuned into this broadcast. It's because God is calling you to do something, to make a difference in the life of a man that you know or a boy who needs to discover how to become one. Amen? May God richly bless you. Thank you so much.
Man, my pleasure. My pleasure.
It's an honor. Can we have you back sometime?
I would love to.
Awesome.
I would love to. Maybe I'll talk about women next time. Actually, I don't know much about that. But yes, I'm happy to.
May God richly bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that we gave you one idea, one strategy, one solution to shape your thinking and give you what you need to move forward and win today. I'm Damon Davis. This has been One-on-One. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.